It's time to catch up on what is happening in the world's largest swimming pool at the moment. Good morning, Kerry.
Oh, we've got swimming pools, rivers, lakes, creeks, and just lagoons by the mile up here at the moment.
So what exactly is happening in Kimber at the moment? Because I'm guessing that a lot would have been closed.
Yes, over the weekend, it certainly made us all sit up and take notice about how these, well, it's probably 60 or 70 years since an event quite this significant happened. But yes, there's been roads closed in all directions around, but at the moment it seems that most are passable at the main roads I'm talking, but there is, they have still been closing Eyre Highway between Kimber and Kayankutta at night because of the dangers of where the road's been impacted so badly.
Okay, so we're looking at Kimber to Kayankutta on the Eyre Highway being closed at night. What else are we looking at?
So I would recommend there is, if you go to, say, Poles Traffic site, there's a link to a very good instant map that shows what roads are closed and when they open. So very handy resource in this region at the moment. But aside from that, there's a survey on SurveyMonkey for the council, the business and farm impact assessment, and that's basically to do an initial assessment on what damage has been done on farms and to businesses in town over the weekend. So we encourage everybody to jump on the District Council of Kimber's Facebook page and fill in what they have been impacted by.
Now, is there anything actually on at this stage or still open?
Our Australia Day breakfast has been cancelled. Mm-hmm. So that was meant to be yesterday. We're on, and the jumping pillow down at the playground's closed until further notice. I think there are a few meetings sort of that were planned, but given that school's not going back in its normal form just yet, I think there's a lot of things just on hold.
So pretty much everything is on hold. What about the cricket? Are they actually going to try and get some play this weekend?
Well, apparently their cricket is on out at Buckleboo versus Port Neal this Saturday. Just for a bit of light relief, I think that might be a very enjoyable day, as long as we don't get any more rain between now and then.
Well, I was wondering whether they'd have a pitch to play on, but okay, if everything is good with the cricket, then we'll still have the cricket this weekend at least.
That's right. I think the oval out there is probably not impacted as badly as some of the farms around it.
All right. Very much looking forward to that, even if most other things are closed due to the flooding. Thank you very much, Kerry.
No problem.
I'll let you get back to staying dry, and we'll have a chat again next month.